Maine Real Estate Headlines. Maine Public Records Directory now online for property research. A centralized online directory for accessing Maine public records is now available. Real estate professionals in ME can streamline due diligence, verify property details, and research title history through a single portal. Bookmark htflespublicrecords.netronline.com/stateme for quick access to county-level records across Maine. Maine Real Estate Headlines. VGSI Maine online database lets you pull municipal property records by town. Vision Government Solutions hosts an online database where users can select their Maine municipality to access local property information. Real estate professionals in ME can quickly verify assessments, ownership, and parcel details across participating towns to support transactions and valuations. Browse your municipality's data at hvsi.com/maineonline-database/. Maine Real Estate Headlines. ME Assessors Page, new resource hub for property tax officials. The Maine Revenue Services Assessors Page provides information and resources for municipal assessors and other property tax officials. Real estate professionals in ME can gain insight into how local property assessments are conducted and stay informed on the official tools assessors use. Suggest additions to the page or explore current resources at 8/www.maine.gov/revenue-taxes/property-tax-assessor. Maine Real Estate Headlines. Building Permit Basics for ME Land, Soil Tests, Paperwork, and FAQ, a guide covering what paperwork is needed and how to obtain building permits for vacant lots and property acreage in Maine, including soil tests and frequently asked questions. ME real estate professionals field client questions about buildability and permitting timelines, making this resource essential for advising buyers of land and acreage. Bookmark this FAQ to streamline client conversations about Maine land development requirements. Maine Real Estate Headlines. Maine Commission Rates Edge Below National Average, Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found that the average real estate commission in Maine is 5.57%. For real estate professionals in ME, this benchmark helps inform competitive positioning and client conversations in the local market. Review the full survey data at listclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-maine/. Maine Real Estate Updates. Maine real estate agents say commission fee changes have had little impact so far. A shift in how commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine so far, according to most agents. For ME real estate professionals, this signals stability in local transaction structures while national industry changes continue to unfold. Read the full report at est.themainemonitor.org/real-estate-commission-changes/. Maine Real Estate Updates. Maine Revenue Services consolidates property tax resources for ME professionals. The Maine Revenue Services website now serves as a central hub for property tax information, covering property owner obligations, excise tax, relief programs, transfer tax, unorganized territory rules, and business-related taxes. Real estate professionals in ME need current property tax guidance to advise clients on transactions, exemptions, and compliance across all 16 counties. Bookmark this resource for quick access to property tax rules that affect every ME deal. /www.gov/revenue-taxes/property-tax. Maine Real Estate Updates. Ellsworth Permit Portal. Key resource for ME development projects. The City of Ellsworth issues construction permits, land development permits, and permits for structures close to water through its online services portal. Real estate professionals in ME need to navigate Ellsworth's specific permitting requirements to keep development and transaction timelines on track. Review permit types and requirements at the city's official portal before listing or developing in Ellsworth. Maine Real Estate Updates. Maine Real Estate Commission drops to 3% post-NR settlement. The Real Estate Commission in Maine has dropped to 3% following the NR settlement, with sellers no longer obligated to cover the buyer's agent fee, which is now negotiable. Maine real estate professionals must adapt their commission structures and client conversations as buyer-agent compensation becomes separately negotiated. Review your buyer representation agreements and listing presentations to reflect Maine's new commission landscape. hentlest.heulo.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-maine/. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some ME jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone. Knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you,